Now, thousands of single parents are being sent letters by a private company called Concentrix, demanding that they prove they're not living with a partner. It reads, in part,
"We need to talk to you about whether you're living with a partner. You claim tax credits as a single person, but we have evidence that there may be another adult living with you. You need to phone us so we can talk about your circumstances. If we don't hear from you, we will stop your tax credit payments. If you've given us wrong information or made an error, we'll consider charging you a penalty, and if we paid you too much tax credits, you'll have to pay this back to us."
The letter goes on to ask for bank statements, utility bills and all sorts of other things going back a full 9 months. Failing to provide these documents, and not copies please, but originals, can also lead to a penalty. The letters are being sent by a firm called Concentrix on behalf of HM Revenue and Customs. It's outsourced its checks on tax credit claimants to the American firm. Concentrix even has the right now to suspend or stop money and to levy penalties. Several people who've received these letters have been in touch with Moneybox, including Nicola, a single mother with considerable health problems and two children aged 3 and 4. She found the letter very upsetting.
"I feel like they're sort of making the assumption that I've got a partner, even though I haven't. I'm a single mum with two children. They've asked me to send them bank statements, mortgage statements, council tax bills, all my utility bills, any court or solicitor letters, any maintenance letters, any benefits letters, and any other information to explain why I have claimed as a single person. I've probably got somewhere in the region of 60 pages so far. I've had to purchase a printer and paper because most of my bills are online. It's sort of stressed me out big time."
And the letter says, "We need to talk to you about whether you're living with a partner." Is there anything in your life that could have led them to believe you were living with a partner?
I don't know. I do get debt letters for previous partners, one that I was married to, and also from my other partner, I get debt letters for him because he's used his address.
But to know about those letters, they'd have to have some sort of investigation and looking at the mail that was arriving. They wouldn't know about that normally, would they?
Possibly by doing credit checks, if they're sort of linked to this address. That's sort of the assumption that I've made. I feel like I'm being penalised because I'm on benefits. I didn't ask to be a single parent and I didn't ask to have health issues. And now I'm on benefits, I'm being penalised.
That was Nicola, who originally contacted the Mumsnet website. Mike Spencer is the solicitor with Child Poverty Action Group. What did he make of this letter from a private company demanding information?
Well, this letter is very broad. It's asking for a lot of information. The letter doesn't tell you what, or the claimant, what evidence they do have that there may be an adult living with that person or who the adult is. And it seems to be asking for an awful lot of information. It could end up being many, many pages of documents.
Yes, well, the listener we spoke to said it's going to be 70 or odd pages, and plus the cost of posting it as well. It's going to cost quite a lot of money. Is it justified to ask for all that information?
Concentrix and the HMRC can only ask for information that is reasonable. And it's only information that they need in order to determine whether you may be living with a partner or otherwise that your tax credits claim is wrong. It's not legitimate for Concentrix to enter into a fishing expedition to try to gather as much evidence they can and or to put the onus on you as the claimant to prove that you're not living with a partner.
But in a way, she is being asked to do that, isn't she? Because she's got to send the evidence to prove she's entitled. Surely it should be for HMRC or Concentrix to prove she isn't entitled.
That's right. A recent decision from the Upper Tribunal very much criticised the HMRC's practice in sending letters like these and reiterated that the onus of proof is on HMRC, or in this case Concentrix, and that they can only stop tax credits if they have reasonable grounds to believe that you're living with a partner. And that's more than just a name on a credit reference check. There has to be something more than that.
If HMRC has to prove that you're not entitled, how can it suspend your benefit pending these inquiries when really you're having to prove you are entitled?
HMRC and Concentrix can suspend your benefit if you don't provide information that they have reasonably requested. So if, for example, HMRC ask you to provide a specific bank statement and you don't reply to that letter, then HMRC can suspend, or Concentrix can suspend your tax credits while they're waiting for you to reply to that letter. They should give you at least 30 days to reply to the letter. Once you've provided the information, they then have to go and make a decision. And as I said, they can't make that decision unless they have reasonable grounds for suspecting that you're living together.
But from the lone parent's point of view, having your benefit suspended or having it stopped feels much the same because you don't have the money, do you?
That's right, and it's very hard for claimants in this position. Even if you may have your tax credit stopped and you have a strong grounds for appeal, the appeal process can take several months, and during that period you have to scrabble around without any money. You also have the prospect of a large overpayment hanging over you, which can be very stressful.
If you don't reply, what are the consequences?
They can impose a penalty of up to £3,000, and ultimately they could decide to stop your benefit, at which point you could appeal. If they decide that you were living with your partner or in some other way your claim was wrong for a previous period, they can treat that as an overpayment. So I've seen people being chased for overpayments of thousands of pounds, you know, up to £8,000-£10,000. And ultimately, if that's upheld at tribunal, they could then try to recover that overpayment through enforcement means.
I'm sure a lot of people listening, though, will think, well, this is our money, this is taxpayers' money, it's perfectly reasonable for HMRC to make sure that people are entitled to the money they get. Tax credits cost tens of billions of pounds a year. What's wrong with what they're doing from your point of view?
Of course, it's important that HMRC are able to combat error and fraud, which latest estimates say amounts to about 5% or 6% of the total tax credits bill. But that's why it's important that decision-making is good at the first instance, that well-trained staff are able to make well-informed decisions based on good evidence. Simply sending out phishing letters, asking for trawls of information and putting claimants under a lot of pressure and not treating them with dignity and respect isn't a good way to go about that and will only lead to a high overturn rate on tribunal, costing the taxpayer more.
Thousands of people are getting these letters as far as we know. What should they do?
Well, first thing, don't panic. Don't ignore the letter. HMRC and Concentrix can suspend payment of tax credits if you don't respond to the letter. But if you do respond to the letter and provide the information that's requested and cooperate with the HMRC as much as possible, then the HMRC can only, or Concentrix can only, stop your tax credits if there's evidence that you're actually living with a partner. So just because you've received one of these letters doesn't mean you've done something wrong, but it is worth trying to engage with them.
Mike Spencer of Child Poverty Action Group. Well, we asked HMRC and Concentrix for interviews, both refused. HMRC said Concentrix carries out routine tax credit checks on behalf of HMRC to ensure people receive the money they're entitled to. HMRC denied phishing and said, we only contact people where we have an indication that information may be incorrect. Concentrix told us we value our staff and are committed to delivering a professional and efficient service to our customers. Well, if you're affected by any of this, let us know your experience of what happens next when you get one of these letters.